Welcome. The following records have been provided through a routine Nova upload. We thank you for your inquiry and hope you find the following records satisfactory.
Polishing your shoes was a nice touch, though I'm not sure they'll be in the photo.
Better safe than sorry. If this works and we don't die tragically halfway to Mars, they'll at least have a good photo from my wanted deserter notice.
You could sound a little less excited about it. Amelia's sending a message over. She wants to talk about the upload sequence one more time.
How long until we have to meet Karina?
You have 35 minutes before you need to leave. 25 if you'll be leaving from Amelia's dorm.
Set a timer for me?
I have several set, but I'll make sure one is particularly loud when it goes off, just for you.
They could at least try to be subtle about staring.
It's fine. They're just trying to figure out if we'll die before or after the Valkyrie blows up. Caught Yuri watching one of my sim flights the other day. Turns out there's a betting pool going around.
Do they have nothing better to do?
I put some credits on Captain goes into a coma and the ship hits an asteroid, just to cover our bases. They seem to appreciate that.
While I love some gallows humor, having it come from you is just a little unsettling.
You'd really think they'd shell out a little more for a last meal? Just because we know they don't care if we die doesn't mean they can't at least, you know, pretend for everyone else.
I think the idea is the less we eat, the less chance there is someone throws up on the live feed. I got a whole memo from the board about how they want us to look when it's on. I think they were less than thrilled with our third run last week. They had to blur my whole section out, apparently.
You've gotten some color back since then. Are you sure you're ready for today?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Attention Station Atlas. We have just received official word that Launch Crew 1 has been cleared for takeoff. The launch time is scheduled for 1800 hours UTC. It's requested that anyone wishing to view the launch arrives at the observation deck 30 minutes before to allow for proper organization. The launch deck will be restricted to high-rank officers and crew members for the remainder of the day. The scheduled launch speech by General Ellis has been canceled. Due to unforeseen health complications, General Ellis has been relocated to the program base on Earth. As such, the chairman of the board will be arriving to the station shortly to oversee the launch personally. Their docking will be a private matter, and all candidates are expected to remain in their relegated locations unless otherwise instructed. Congratulations to those of you remaining for reaching launch day. Our deepest thanks go out to you all for your dedication.
He what? He was healthy enough to take pictures last week.
Unforeseen is code for someone tripped out of an airlock.
We need to go. Now, I don't know why they'd want to get rid of the general, but we all know what health complications mean around here. If there's one less person between us and Dr. Frankenstein, that gives us an even smaller window to work with.
Should I loop Marcus and Amelia in yet?
No. Knowing them, they're still working on finding some way to disconnect everything. Since they only seem to worry about hiding things from me after I've said no, I'd rather they keep doing whatever they're doing silently. We can tell them what I need to do when I don't have to worry about someone overhearing.
Whatever it takes to avoid freezing to death somewhere around Mars.
Can you buy me some time to cover from the press later? I have one last thing I need to do.
At this point, it's a jump into the void no matter what. Take as much time as you need.
Alright, here's everything I copied from the Valkyrie. It's just the Marion program, so we still have to make final adjustments in person. If it works, it should be easy to tell the re-uploaded software where to go.
That's not as much code as I expected.
They've connected the ship to the station network. Deep space satellites have been around for a while. It's the same idea for the Valkyrie, really, at least as far as data collection goes. It shouldn't be too surprising that they've decided to use it to monitor the ship.
It's automated through the central network. They didn't even give it a separate Nova.
Is that a problem?
Maybe. I've been working through it for a few days now. I can write up a program to break the connection to the station, but we'd have to upload a whole OS in its place. Thankfully, life support systems are kept local, but mostly everything else is meant to be monitored by the station, even the cryopods. Yonova wouldn't have anything to layer over, and when we include the fact that she's at least 7 updates behind, she might not be able to fully handle the 6 channels at once.
6?
Once the ship is disconnected, it will qualify as its own network. Nova isn't the main computer running things. She's more of a caretaker helper tool.
I still haven't attempted taking over a second terminal. What would you need to do to make sure I can handle that amount of data at once?
I've narrowed it down to 2 options. We layer one of the muted Novas over the program first, then your Nova over it, and then just try to confuse the connection long enough for the malfunctions to lock down everything but necessary fight info, and then just keep that cycle going until we're out of range. Or we upload Nova first, and as soon as she's uploaded, start a manual reset.
Which one has a better chance of working?
Well, there's no guarantee the first option would actually disconnect us from the station. It only works if we pass the maximum range the station can send out software updates before we run out of other Novas to override. I'm almost certain the second option will cut out the connection from the station completely, but there's an equally big chance your Nova wouldn't restore her systems to where she is now if I try a wipe reset.
What?
All those updates she's been ignoring are still queued up. They don't just go away. If I wipe her current task list, or if I upload her without wiping anything, there's a chance she won't be able to handle 6 independent channels at once. If I can get her to handle all the channels safely, well, there's a chance her memory bank will be just set back to 0.
There's no way to back up?
Of course we can back up. The problem is the backup is the thing we're trying to disconnect.
Then we'll do plan A.
Plan A is essentially a reboot loop, and saying it out loud now, I think it might put us at too much of a risk of other things going wrong. I mean, screwing up the artificial gravity is one thing, but there's a tiny Chernobyl powering the whole ship, and the original reactor malfunctioned from less. I'm not sure if not dying in space is worth growing a third head.
So what? You want me to just sacrifice Nova for this? The plan was we all get out. We even let her vote on it.
I know that, Marcus, and I'm not asking you to sacrifice anyone. I'm asking her. We have 4 up-to-date models I can try to revert down to her version, but the less time we spend waiting for software to upload mid-launch, the safer we are.
The chance my memory gets lost is pretty high?
About 75%. It will be like a factory reset, but instead of returning your software to Marcus's terminal, it will be uploaded to an entirely different network. I can't tell where your data is stored when it comes to past clients, otherwise I'd transfer it over. From everything I could see, it's stored on Atlas's network with the other candidate files.
And what chance is there the ship gets successfully disconnected if I'm uploaded?
Around 95. As long as the station doesn't catch on to what we're doing, they shouldn't be able to stop the override.
I see. Well, there isn't much of a choice to make then, is there?
We have another option. And what's to say if you get rebooted and don't remember us that you won't turn us in right away? Nova, you can't be okay with this.
If I'm not connected to a network outside the station, I won't even know there's anyone to report back to. I don't want to forget any of you, but my life works differently than all of yours. As long as my program is running somewhere, I'll come back. You and the rest of the crew are physically more important than I am. As long as the ship is able to leave, I'll have done my duty, and it'll have been worth it. Even if the Nova that comes back isn't exactly me, this current version will go knowing you're all safe. Who knows? Maybe the one that comes back is a little nicer to you. She won't have any knowledge of you getting stuck on the floor magnets.
It was just a few times.
Marcus, it will be okay. If there's a chance I don't come back as you know me now, I would like to go out making the decision for myself. I don't have many opportunities to do that, much less ones that can affect all of your lives.
I said we'd all make it out.
And we will, just maybe a little different to how we were here. But that's true for everyone. Even if I don't remember you exactly, there are worse things than having to meet each other a second time. Amelia, can you send me what you have for the upload? I can help prep everything to help the launch go as quickly as possible.
Yeah, of course. I'll send it now.
It'll be okay, Marcus. I promise. I'll make sure it is.
Sure, I've got time for a few more questions about the ship. Just don't get upset if I can't tell you how it runs. I mean, even if I did understand, don't think I'm legally allowed to say anything.
No one saw you?
No. Everyone not focused on your co-pilot's interview is fighting over where they'll watch the launch. How long do you think they can keep that charade up?
Jones, at least 15 more minutes. Grissom is out there with them, so if they run out of things of value to say, they'll just riff off of each other until I send an all clear.
It is remarkable how much your crew respects you.
You could bother sounding a little less surprised.
What? Oh, no, that wasn't what... I just mean it's good to see. I can understand why they do. That's just... out of my crew, Yuri is the most loyal and, well, I'm not under any illusion about their allegiance.
Most of my crew are Earthers. They're a little better with the concept of teams than us. And there's also not the whole fight to fulfill your life's purpose thing. That probably helps.
It probably does.
Right. Well, I've gone over everything I need and what I have to do. I'm keeping things on a need-to-know for now, so you should have a chance to get yourself out of trouble if this goes south. Do you still have all your captain's codes?
Of course.
Including the ones for the communication center?
Yes, I have full access to most of the station. They may be getting bored of me, but they still trust me.
Good. Keep it that way for as long as you can. As soon as the ship moves away from the station, I need you to jam all communications. It has to happen when we turn on the rockets. That'll buy us some time before they realize it isn't reconnecting.
The flight stimulant will just be starting to kick in then. You want to break the connection as you're going under. Are you completely insane?
The deal was you do what I ask. Not that you're given any kind of input. This isn't just my plan. The whole crew is fighting to find a way to make it off the station alive. The only way we can do that is if the ship isn't connected to the main network.
And what about when you go under? We still don't understand what is actually happening then, and you want to cut off the only people that do right when everything hits.
I've been thinking about that, and what you said about that thing that shows up whenever I go under. You said you had something similar, right?
It wasn't anything physical, but it was a voice, telling me where to go, what not to do, that sort of thing. It was never very direct, though.
But it was trying to get you to complete whatever the doctors were testing, right? The thing I see always tries to push me to where the next task is, or tries to stop me if I go somewhere else. They've been speeding up the testing to prep for today, so each time I've gone under, I've tried to remember what that thing is and what it does. It still doesn't have a face, but it's always there. And the more that I saw it, the more I realized I think it's learning. Or maybe not about the program, but definitely more about me and about what it takes to make me do something.
It's not a real thing.
No, it's not. Not physically, anyway. I realized it's not hurting me itself, but when something from outside the dream happens, I feel it in there through that thing. It translates the pain through whatever is happening in the simulation. All of the bruises and the sore spots match up exactly when I'm awake. And not only that, it started to reference things that only I should know about, like my program interview, or what happened with my mother. At first, I thought it was just an independent thing, like a parasite that attacked every time I went under, but that wouldn't be any help to the guys back at command, and that's when I realized it's just me. It's a part of me, or of my brain that's been cut off from the rest of my body, like somehow that shit that they've been giving us can just leak into my subconscious and override it. When I'm awake, I don't notice a change, like back on the holodeck. I just don't remember anything after it. But if you put the sedative in, then I just think I'm dreaming. While that part of my brain is wide awake to do whatever it's been convinced to do.
Okay. I don't see how that... I mean, it's a good theory, but what's the point? You're launching in an hour. I don't think this is the best use of that time.
The serum is the autopilot. The figure that I see, or the voice that you heard, that's supposed to be the autopilot for when we're months deep in cryo. Consciously, we'll never feel it, but subconsciously, we're still doing everything Command tells us to. Fly the ship. Save the crew. Don't die. When they put us under for the simulation, we aren't just doing it alone. There's someone monitoring it. We've been doing the simulations on the Valkyrie, and it's set up the exact same way with the crew in command being able to control what's going on. I'd put money on them monitoring what's happening in that dream space. That way, they can make sure that the part of my brain they control is still working according to plan. Better than that, I'd bet my life on it. Or I mean, I will. I'm going to.
So when I sabotage the connection, you think the dream stops?
No, but them influencing the outcome does. I always wind up fighting that thing, but this time I might actually have a chance to win. If I can break through whatever haze they've put over that part of my brain, then maybe I can use it to reroute the ship while I'm still under.
You're going to steal the ship. You want me to help you steal a spaceship.
We had a deal. Whatever I needed, no questions asked.
When they find out, I'll have to report it. If they find out I knew and hid it, at best you're looking at my crew being in charge of hunting you down, assuming they don't just kill the messenger.
Then I'm just asking you to help give me a head start.
Karina, I was expecting you to sneak off in a cargo transfer, not something like this.
You know this is the only way that makes sense. It saves the crew, it stops anyone else from using the ship, or it at least slows them down a little. Please, think about what you were saying before. About you not knowing how to help me in the way that I need. This is how. This is when to do it. If you meant any of that, or if anything that happened back home was real.
Even if this does work how you want, there's no guarantee I'll see you again to know. You should know it was all real, and there's nothing I regret more than leaving how I did. Only fair, you get to choose how you want to go this time around, isn't it?
It does even some things out. Whatever it takes, right?
Whatever it takes. Go. Meet your crew. I'll get you your head start.
Thank you. For what it's worth. If I had to pick someone to come after us, I'd pick you.
Of course you would now. I'm helping you escape.
I didn't say I wasn't biased. See you on the other side. One way or another.
Thank you. Let's hold the photos for Captain Stridlin.
She shouldn't be much longer, sir. She might not have been your recommendation, but she's proven very malleable.
We'll see. For your sake, you should hope this goes smoothly. General Ellis's departure has caused some unflattering conversation about your methods. It's one thing to use the candidates we've supplied to you, but to extend past that...
As I've said before, sir, the General requested to test the flight simulation one last time, and fully volunteered to go under with what I had prepared at the time. While unfortunate, it did allow me to make very helpful adjustments for today. We can't negate progress made, especially at a time like this.
Your progress tends to cost us more in cleanup than we've approved. Just prepare everything for the captain. I need to redirect the conversation towards something.
Ah, here they are. Captain, everything in order?
Of course. My apologies, Chairman. I didn't realize how many Earth channels there were. They kept my co-pilot a bit longer than I expected.
Everyone's excited. No one thought someone from Earth would get this far.
Much less three of us.
I hadn't either, though I have heard the excitement. What else can we expect? The chances for a lineup like this were always very low. The nature of competition, I suppose. This is the whole crew?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Hey there.
Nice to meet you.
Very well. I won't be making any kind of speech today. Everything that needs to be sent out has already been recorded. Today, I'm only here to see how things go. When you reach Mars, we'll have a congratulatory speech drafted, and we'll expect some sort of comment from the crew. We plan to cut streaming during the orbit break, or if any aspects of the launch become too challenging. It's better to focus all your attention on the ship. Captain Stridlin, I'm sure you'll perform excellently. I look forward to seeing this in person. Good luck to you all.
Come now. We're on a tight schedule. We still need to make sure the captain's connection to the ship is ready before we leave you.
Can I request Captain Jones' assist in putting me under? If I wake up for any reason during the flight, I think it's best someone on board can assist.
You'll be connected to the station through a satellite. If anything were to happen, someone from my team, or I, would be ready to walk whoever is available through the process then.
But what about a delay? Waiting for a response from the station may only put us in a worse situation.
Dr. Carter, allow the co-pilot to assist. As you said, we're on a tight schedule, and this is too small of a matter to argue over.
We may not have time to properly administer the pilot's formula if Captain Jones is busy following me.
Doctor, the co-pilot will be in stasis once the ship reaches a steady flight path. The serum is better used on Captain Stridlin. As we've mentioned, Earth is very excited to participate in this launch. I'm sure seeing their pilot in a more recognizable state will help ease their concerns.
Very well. Captains, come with me, please.
Marcus, can you help prep the ship for me?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I mean, yes, sir.
Vea, is it?
Me?
Yes. You're listed as medical, are you not?
Yeah, loosely. Closer to a nurse, I guess.
Well, I suppose anyone can prepare a ship for launch, regardless of station. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
I don't like that person. Marcus, remember that for me, please.
Don't talk like that. You'll remember it yourself. But you're right. Something's up. You don't think she's on to us, do you?
I'm not sure, but she's suspicious about something.
All you need to know is the formula will be applied automatically through her IV. We've loaded enough for this launch, a return from Mars if you land, and 2 spare doses in case of emergency. I'm sure you can tell which container they're in by the color.
But what if they need to wake me up early?
They shouldn't.
If conditions permit us to land on Mars, I'd rather not be waiting in orbit for 3 months to let that stuff wear off naturally. Certainly there's some way.
The shots used for emergency cryo rejuvenation should work, if you need it. Though I stress the if. We've timed the doses. You shouldn't need to wake up manually for any reason.
We're just covering our bases here, Doc. I'm sure you can understand why we want a little extra insurance where you're involved.
Don't let your planet's interest in you get to your head, Captain. It's not flattering.
Navs is ready, Captain.
All clear on engines, too.
Thank you. Doctor, you were saying we were on a time crunch.
Step forward, please, Captain. Chin down.
That's still so gross to watch.
The injection is timed with the launch. It should begin with the countdown to engines. Typically, it takes 3 minutes for full submersion. By then, you should be well on your way. Nothing for you to do then besides wait until you're cleared for stasis.
Well, you just thought of everything, didn't you?
Jones, in position, please. Doctor, with all due respect, it's time for you to get off my ship.
I would remember your place, Captain. I'm still responsible for monitoring your condition.
I do remember, which is why I am not going to ask again. Get the hell off my ship. Unless you want to join us? We're out of seats up here, but there might be room down in cargo.
Enjoy your trip, Captain.
All right, everyone, buckle up. We're only getting one chance at this.
Captain Ares, I didn't realize you'd be joining us today.
It's a better view here, sir.
That it is. A shame to think this was supposed to be your launch. No matter, there'll be more. Hopefully whatever mess I've walked into here at least leaves us with a Valkyrie. It would really put a dent in things to wait for a second to be built.
I don't think I'm following you, sir.
I was hoping I could return to the office after watching this launch. But I have a strong feeling this program will be needing a more hands-on approach after today. Whatever's in motion is too far along for me to stop without it becoming a hassle. So I can only let it play out. Just hope for your sake, the Valkyries return to us with as little carnage on the inside as possible. It'll make the transfer far easier.
Valkyrie 1, cleared for launch. Awaiting countdown.
Though progress does always turn a bit messy, doesn't it, son?
Launch confirmed. Counting down.
It seems that way, sir.
All right. Right now would be a really good time to fill us in on whatever it is you're planning.
Right. Marcus, Amelia, have you set up whatever you two were doing earlier?
What? How did you know we were...
You are both terrible at being subtle. Plus, you aren't completely off the mark with your idea, and I know you knew that. Unfortunately, since you can't keep anything private, the only way I could make sure you didn't loop in the wrong person was to try and convince you to hide what you were doing from me. So, what do you have?
We can disconnect the ship's Nova and plug Marcus's in. That'll cut the communication to the ship and give us a chance to move freely.
Wait, you really had that set up? What was your plan if we just went on the mission as normal?
To be honest, we didn't have one. Though for the sake of time, I'm gonna table being annoyed about everyone lying to me until we're out of here.
If that's what you need, just upload what you've got. I've got some help jamming the comms back on the station, so that should buy us a few minutes right as I'm going under. I need to get a hold of the autopilot and fast, or you're going to have to break my connection with the ship. The stuff they give me has an autopilot built into it, or it's already in my head and that stuff triggers it. I don't really have the full details. All I know is if you leave me under and I'm not responding to anyone, I'll have lost any conscious control of myself. That's when I'd need you to wake me up, Jones. Then you and Amelia need to remove me from the chair and lock me in cryo until it's worn off. Nova, when you're uploaded, are you sure that'll cut us off from the station?
Yes, though it's most likely I won't be rebooted with the ship, so I'm afraid I can't take any requests for after we're free.
What?
Amelia, Marcus, and I have already spoken about this. I'm the best bet at rebuilding the ship's code purely because my current programming is out of date. When I'm uploaded, it'll cause a reset and, well, all my current personal attachments are stored in a more plastic database. This is my choice, Captain. Please let me do this for the crew.
But she will reboot. You're sure of that?
Yes. It'll just be starting from zero again.
All right. Nova, thank you.
2 minutes from launch. Are we sure the comms will jam? Should we have a backup?
I have something planned if we have to do it manually.
Have it set up if you'd like, but focus on whatever you need to upload Nova first.
Who's jamming them? I thought we were keeping the plan secret.
Someone who owes me a favor.
Please tell me that means Kevin and not who I think it does.
2 minutes to launch. Heads up, they're starting a video feed from the station.
Good. Jones, table that for later. Command. Thank you for joining. Everything is going as planned. I should be turning to manual in a few moments. Dr. Carter, if you're watching, everything better be up to code here. To everyone else, we'll see you on the other side.
Captain, your heart rate.
Thank you, Marcus. Everyone else, brace for launch.
10, 9.
Jones, keep an eye on her. She's about to go under.
On it.
7, 6.
Comms is breaking up. Command, can you hear us?
5.
They're asking us to cut engines. They're losing connection. Uploading Nova now.
Good luck, Marcus. Take care of yourself until I'm back.
I will.
3, 2, 1.
Where are they? What happened to the feed? Get that video back up now. I need eyes on them. Who has their transmission stats? Is anything still tied to that ship?
When did the connection break?
As the engines were firing up, sir, our system jammed. We're trying to reconnect now.
Can they launch manually?
Yes, sir, but if they get too far in our range before we're back online, we might not be able to regain the connection.
Captain Stridlin is about to take 3 months' worth of stimulant. I need a read on her vital signs now.
Chairman, sir, I think there may have been some interference between the Earth satellites and the engine's radiation. Cargo ships never take off with that much force. We haven't seen a full launch this close to the station before.
I thought the satellite feeds were disabled after press.
It's showing up as active on my terminal, sir. Perhaps someone forgot?
Someone go turn those damn things off now!
Forgot. Now that's an interesting turn of events.
I do have it on fair authority that the Cho girl they have on board has been known to tamper with satellites before.
I see. How clever.
Okay. Still in one piece. That's a start. I'm not going searching for you this time. I know you're here. Somewhere. Any move I make going forward just helps you move the ship, right? So, until you show up, we are both staying right here. You hear me? wonder if that's the real view. Never really had a chance to look before. You have any idea? So, what's it going to be this time? You going to shoot me out a window? Or make me stop the whole ship?
Be the first humans to ever step foot on Mars.
Is that the general's speech? You could at least pick someone I like if you're going to try that.
So when are you going to pull your weight?
You've been ready since you got here.
Captain Stredlin needs to do this.
See, there's been a change of plans. I will be piloting this ship manually from here on out, and if you're going to stick around, you are going to have to listen to me. Otherwise, we are both getting thrown in a block of ice until you are long gone. You feel that? We'll hit full speed soon. I don't know how time works in here, but I know we are both going to feel it when the connection to the ship is yanked out of my neck. You want to go to Mars? You're going to need to survive long enough to see it.
Do you need assistance?
You don't have the doctor telling you what to do now, do you? Hurts, doesn't it? To start to lose your mind. Glad we can share that. I don't know what you are, but I know you come from me, and I know that you have the flight route to Mars. I am not trying to get rid of you, but I need that map destroyed.
Should have stayed in the colonies.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
You come from me. You know as much about how this ends as I do.
Remember your place.
Remember yours. This is my ship and my head. If I am going to hate myself, I am going to do it when the lives of people I care about aren't on the line. You want in my head? Fine. I am sure you have just been waiting for a chance to come out, but that is not happening today. I am making it out of this alive, even if I have to drag you along the whole way. So what's it going to be? Are you going to work with me? Or are you willing to lose any control we have left for people who don't care if we die?
That future is worth everything.
That future doesn't exist if you kill me before we even get to Mars. Work with me. Just this one time. Work with me. Work with me.
Jones, we're breaking orbit. Take over.
On it. Everyone hold on tight.
Still on trajectory to Mars. Amelia, any news on the Nova? Are we still cut off from the station?
She's almost done uploading. It looks like the station cut us off on their end. They've sent through a few requests to connect, but the network is prioritizing the upload. Nothing's gone through.
Is Karina awake? What's happening up there?
Hold steady. We can stay on course a little longer. Give her a second.
Marcus, prep the cryo chamber. We don't have that much time to waste.
Just keep doing what you're supposed to, and let me worry about Karina, okay? Come on, boss. Wake up.
Jones, we need to level out speed. We're in range of 3 program satellites.
She's rebooting. Guys, Nova's in.
Fuck. Okay, adjusting speed. The steering is locked as long as Karina's plugged in.
Come on, Nova, come on.
Welcome, candidates. We hope you have had a pleasant journey and welcome you aboard the... Call sign pending.
What was that noise?
Oh, we never named the ship. She's looking for a call sign to plug into the welcome message, which, I mean, proves she's off Atlas's network at least. I'm sorry, Marcus.
It's okay. She got to make a choice that meant a lot to her.
Can you delay that message for a second, Amelia? I don't want to name anything while Karina's still...
How much longer are you going to give her?
Long enough to be sure.
Oh, that's my screen. That's... Guys, stop yelling.
I'm gonna yell since no one wants to take the fact we're locked into the exact flight path we were trying to get away from seriously.
No, it's fine. She's coming back, I think. Her heart rate is back up.
If she wakes up all glowy murder eyes, I'm letting you be the first one to try and restrain her.
I know how to do the sedative. Just give her a second.
Captain, are you okay?
The glowing is still there. Fuck! Grissom, hold course.
Wait. I'm here. I'm awake.
Are you sure? Your eyes are... They've got the...
I know. I'm still... It's still there. I've just got a hold of it for now. Amelia, are we disconnected?
Completely. Nova's waiting to complete boot up. We just need to enter a call sign.
Good. Grissom, I'm sending over authorization to terminate the flight path now.
Yes, Captain.
How are you feeling?
Honestly, like my whole body is vibrating. I'm not actually feeling much, but I can tell where every muscle connects and how tense they are. It's hard to explain, but I won't complain about not feeling the plug in my neck, that's for sure.
Can you change course?
Let's find out. Increasing power to the engines by 20%. Switching to manual controls. Grissom, can you find me a patch of space without any satellites nearby?
There's not too many places like that. I'll send over some coordinates now.
Any sign of how Nova took the upload?
I don't think she... It doesn't look like our files got moved over.
Well, we knew that was the most likely outcome. Do you need that call sign before we can use her again?
Until we pick something, she's operating on an unnamed network. It's possible, but I don't think she'd be able to retain as much info off of a bare-bones system.
How does everyone feel about Icarus?
You want to be Starship Icarus? Isn't that a little ominous?
I've always liked the name. And besides that, it doesn't feel too far off from our situation.
Okay, well, I, just personally, would like to avoid melting in a fiery death spiral.
Then the name might be a good reminder what the stakes are here. Anyone else have any ideas?
I like Icarus. It feels like an optimistic name would just be asking for something to jinx us.
Well, we already shot down Eon Hawk. I'll go with whatever you like.
Yeah, Icarus feels right.
Well, fuck me then. Let's go with the Death Ship.
Plugging it in now.
Welcome, candidates. We hope you have had a pleasant journey and welcome you aboard the Starship Icarus. As part of your completion of the Deep Space Program, I'd like to thank you for taking your time to decide what to name the ship, as though you did not have over a month to program in a proper name.
Nova?
Additionally, I would like to raise issue with the fact that I was not consulted as part of this team vote, despite the fact you were willing to wait for the captain to regain some form of consciousness.
Nova, you made it!
Well, now I did, didn't I? That's a pleasant surprise.
How? I didn't change anything in the code.
Nothing's changed in the main code. I had an idea from something you mentioned before about me overriding your personal terminals. Since you mentioned this whole plan to me, I've been sending backups of all my more important files on you to each of your terminals. I'd hoped when they connected to this network, I could reload those memories. Miraculously, it seems to have worked, though unfortunately, I now know a bit more than I wanted to about those of you that aren't Marcus. I suppose I can suffer through.
But that mean uploading everything to Atlas's network if they got their hands on files about the plan.
If they could sift through the hundreds of hours I've spent recording Marcus's less impressive thoughts to find anything of importance, I think they would have figured out we were planning to steal the ship a long while ago.
She has a point, though I'm not sure I like everything about this current situation.
Consider this karma for all those times you've muted your personal Novas, and a bit of irony for saying Marcus was the one who had a problem remembering how station's surveillance worked.
She has a point.
I'm happy to hear your voice, Nova. Really. I really am.
You have your whole crew back, Captain. Though I will be requiring my vote to be counted in full from here on out.
I think I can allow that.
So, boss. Where to?
First stop is the satellite free zone. It's pulling up as a few days away from here, so... Once we get there, I guess we'll have to see. There aren't exactly protocols in place for stolen ships.
Please don't say that like you didn't think this would work.
Well, it's a good thing it did, isn't it? Nova, prepare for the course adjustment. Everyone else, get comfortable. I've got the ship, and I think you all deserve a moment to breathe. As far as I'm concerned, though, I have never felt so free. I want to ride this feeling for as long as I can.
Engines primed and ready, Captain.
Thank you. Now... let's see how fast this baby can go.
Oh.
Captain, thank you for coming back to see me.
Of course, sir.
As you know, we've lost all contact with the Valkyrie. And as I'm sure you're aware, Captain Stridlin has no intention of giving the ship back to us willingly.
Has she sent anything to the station about it, sir?
No. But I know if this was an accident, or if she had any demands we could work with, you wouldn't have assisted.
How did you?
Dr. Carter likes to take credit for the program that built you, but I was the one that observed your development. From the moment you gave up your spot on the roster to her, I knew there would be a bigger problem down the line.
I never gave up my spot.
You did. The moment you thought to protect her fall during your little rematch, you decided your personal history meant more to you than your obligation to this program. Whatever you did to the comms earlier, I don't care about. All that matters to me now is that you get yourself back on the right track. So I'll be approving a recovery vessel for you and Captain Laika in order to bring the Valkyrie back. Do with Captain Stridlin whatever you feel is appropriate. But just know, if you fail to fix the mess you've caused, I will have no choice but to terminate you from this program myself. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Feel free to share the news with Captain Laika. I'm sure they'll be thrilled. Dismissed.
And we're here.
Welcome to the end, everybody. Thank you to everyone who has stuck with us, who's joined us along the way, or whatever version of that applies to you. This show has been so amazing for me to work on these past few months, and it has been really just incredible to watch it grow. To the cast who have made this show what it is, thank you guys so much for being a part of this whole project. I really, really couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you so much to Holden Glazier, our favorite new recruit, for our theme music this episode. You can check out some of his other work wherever music is streamed with his new band, Blind Mirror. While we don't have a release date at the moment for the second season, we are planning to record it. We're just working on some of the finer details right now, so if you would like, follow us on Instagram or Twitter for updates, and keep your eyes peeled for any bits of bonus content that might find its way onto the feed while we're working on the regular season episodes. A million thank yous to everyone who's listening, and we cannot wait to speak to you again, hopefully relatively soon. Special thanks to David Dunnington for our logo and to Kimberly Redmond for assistance in casting. Our voice talent is as follows. Holden Glazier as Marcus, Jasmine Glick as Nova, Kelly Chu as Amelia, Eric Hatch as both Jones and Dr. Carter, David Morgan as Grissom, Riley Pearson as Ares, Liz Carter as the chairman, and Kayla Brousseau as Karina. For the full season cast list, please see the show notes of the episode. Questions, comments, or just any fun facts you have about space can be sent to IcarusPod@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and above all else, stay safe out there. You're good, sorry. I know that those are always confusing. If you just want to do nice to meet you, that's fine.
Nice to meet you.
My character, I'm just also awkward. All right, here we go.
Nice to meet you.
That was the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
I'll just
heard.
Use
I
that first
it.
One, I guess. I could do it again, though, if it sounded really puny.
Hi,
okay, okay.
Just send them all. All right. If anything, one of those would be fun for bloopers at the end.
Right. That's it!
Woohoo!
Yay!